Is up, Board 8. Welcome to yet another edition of the Serious Business Podcast. I am your host, as always, Ice Hawk, ready to deliver more quality podcasting, which you haven't heard in a few months, especially been listening to the show. My sidekick this week, his name is Ed Bellis. What's up, Ed?
Hi.
Hey, little rusty Ed? No,
I'm Ed. little Ed. Rusty. And
the number three this week, because Neon is non-responsive, is Wigs.
You got some nuts here. I'm going to put them in my mouth in memory of Neon.
Yeah. Never gets old. And our special guest this week is Liesl.
Hey, Ice Talk, what's up, dude?
What is with your "what's up, dude" thing?
Oh, I don't know.
You've just been saying I don't know. I don't get it, man. But. So, another podcast, another week.
Just doing never the get usual tired. Thing.
Yep. It's getting old. I might need a break, Ed.
Have missed a beat.
Yeah, I think we need a vacation.
I'm gonna take a couple months.
Yeah, a couple months. You know, just do the slow time of the year, the usually the year time. No one needs a podcast then.
This is the time we least need a podcast, I think.
Definitely.
Any podcasts.
Anyway. So, Liesl, you are on the show this week to share a story with us.
Yes, once again, I have a great story to share.
You come bearing gifts, and we love it. So,
I love story time.
Let's set this up, and then we'll read the Mac conversation. So, set okay. It up for us.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll give you the general outline. The utility man has been running these contests on the board for a while, like the best Jack, the best John, etc. And he started this thing lately, which is an all-star contest. I don't really know what it's actually supposed to be, but he takes it very seriously. So in the Board 8 anime chat one day, Lefty and Angelo came up with this idea for all of us to nominate the same 16 users.
Are you admitting to rallying?
Yes.
Oh, Tom's gonna be pissed. Anyway, continue.
I am admitting it now that the fiasco is over.
Okay.
Anyhow, we would nominate 16 people that basically had no chance of getting out of the first round, and we would all post our list, and we did it, and then he got really pissed about it. He started instant messaging each person in the chat separately and tried to figure out like what we were doing. So then we came up with this plan to pretend that we had no idea what was going on, and it was all one huge coincidence. And we all just happened to nominate the same users in the same order. And he didn't realize that we were messing with him. He thought that we were like being serious and like trying to get away with rallying or something. I'm not really sure what his deal is.
And so he IM'd all of you individually to confront you, right?
To interrogate us, yeah.
Yeah, and so you all stuck to the script, correct?
Right. And so, I mean, I think it's worth noting right now that the first person on the list, on everybody's list, was Heroic Krause, which is actually my alt. And this is pretty well known. And for some reason, the utility man didn't know it was me, so that turned into something else. But I guess, did you want to read the Mac conversation?
Yeah, so this is the Mac conversation after he already interrogated Angelo and Zaya, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be Tom. You can be Mac.
All right, let me find it. Okay, I'm there.
All right. Were you guys rallying or something? Because I know it isn't a coincidence.
Nah, I didn't try to get anyone else to vote the same.
So why the post?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure the best Board 8ers were represented in the contest. Not sure if you've noticed, but Heroic Krause makes a lot of very cool topics.
You really think those 16 are the best? Truly?
Most of them post in Umineko topics. Not sure if you pay much attention to those, but they're pretty respected there. TCAS 2 actually helped translate and edit the last couple games.
Wait. Did you guys choose those 16 because of the Umineko topics?
That's why I nominated them.
Well, now I am disgusted.
Thanks for that.
But that's besides the point.
If you followed the Omineko topics, I think you'd nominate the same 16 users I did.
No, I wouldn't. I don't like rallying.
Come on, man, don't say that.
I especially don't like it when you guys decide to nominate 16 people, and most of them don't even have a chance of making it past round one, which is killing the very point of these vote-ins.
How can you not think a great user like TCAS2, well, an all-around great man, by nominated him for the All-Star Users Contest?
The bigger question is, what makes you think more people will vote for him over whomever he's against? Especially when most of the board probably doesn't even know him. And I know the non-board aiders won't.
He's pretty popular on the internet as a whole, actually. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the most well-known user on the board. Well, of course, not all of them will do well. It's impossible for 16 users to get to the top 8.
It's not impossible. Smartass. It's not impossible for 16 to make it past round 1. And while I don't expect them all to, the fact that you guys are taking the opposite approach and picking 16 who have very little chance of making it to round 2, that is the point.
I've already said why TCAS2 stands a great chance of being the strongest user in the contest.
You may know your Umineko topics, but I've hosted 7 of these contests. I know how people vote.
Besides, this isn't just about the users we think will do well. It's about the users I truly love.
Aww.
One, I hate, but I won't discriminate against it. It's not even a game, let alone the best ever. And I'm not into visual novels. Umineko is no more a game than those GBA cartridges that had Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes on them. This feels like that Castlevania Symphony of the Night conversation.
It's very epic.
The same could be said of
what is a lethal? A miserable pile of.
The same could be said of Umineko.
Visual novels.
Crash.
The same could be said of all of them.
Have at you.
The same could be said of all Yu-Gi-Oh! Episodes.
Cross come at you.
You say you won't discriminate it, but it's not really fair to say so decisively that it's not the best ever, just because you don't like the ends.
It is fair! It can't be the best game ever if it's not a game! That is pretty clear. You can't call a horse the best camel ever because it's not a camel!
The same could be said of all camels.
God. Now, if you want to call it the best VN ever, that's fine. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But best game? ... No.
Umineko is more than just a visual novel, though. It really transcends the medium, pitching you into a battle with other people, a game against the author. Don't discriminate against it just because it's unconventional.
It's a book on a cartridge! You can live in a fantasy world. I'll be realistic. It's a book on a cartridge! Or CD, whatever it's on. Depending on the one.
Discrimination is being realistic now. Good to know.
I'll tell you the same thing I told Liesl, since you're probably talking to him anyway. If I was discriminating against Umineko, I wouldn't even count your votes.
Why are you being so mean like that?
It's not being mean! It's just preventing you guys from hindering my contest.
Have you ever considered that you might hurt my feelings by insulting my favorite game?
I wanted to go on a positive note, but, but you guys wanted to make a joke out of it. And I'm very disappointed in some of the people I thought were my friends. Look, you consider it a game all you want, but it's really not.
Really not?
After all that, the rally thing, it turned more, he's more upset about the fact you think it's a game.
Die, Winneko! You don't belong in this world!
Die, Heroic Kraus!
You don't belong in this contest!
The same could be said of all these souls!
This contest ill need the game such as that!
I told you, it's such a good comparison.
Wow.
The same could be said of all user contests.
You steal people's votes and make them your slaves.
Oh no.
Steal men's votes and make them their slaves.
Oh, wow.
Alright, about an hour later, Tom and Liesl had a nice go at it. You ready for this, Liesl?
Under Liesl quotes?
Yes.
But who's going to be
Liesl? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Does somebody else want to be me? I think Ed should be me.
Yeah, I liked Liesl's Mac. I think he's a better Mac than he's a Liesl. So, but we need Ed on standby to interject with Castlevania quotes, so.
Okay, I can do it myself, I guess, okay. If I have to.
Okay. If I have to post, no rallying is allowed in every topic, I will. And believe me, I will know.
Oh, no. So wait, if we vote for the user that we all like, Heroic Kraus, you will ban us for rallying.
Of course not. But if I find out that you did rally, you will be banned from voting. And if you think that means you can get away with it on AIM, think again. A few of them already ratted you out before. I just wanted to see if you'd be honest about it all. We have some discussing to do.
What's up?
I hear some pretty bad things about you and your gang.
I don't have a gang.
The anime crew.
But what did you hear?
You know, the little group you all decided to raid my topic with.
Okay. What did you hear?
Quote unquote. Tom, the sad fact is your contest just doesn't have the prestige to stop rigs like that. And they don't think that they're your friends.
Who said that?
I made it very clear that I consider that lying, and I didn't like it. And they insisted on continuing. And that is not messing with me. That is calling me stupid.
No, it's messing with you because it clearly upsets you. They will keep doing it because you're mad.
Well, then they are not my friends if they insist on annoying me.
And then I close with, hey, it's not my fault. You're trying to screw Heroic Kraus over. People get upset when you try to go up against big-name users like that.
And from there, Endgamer came in like the douche he is.
Oh, wait, that's not actually till the end.
Oh, well. Okay.
Endgamer. This Angelo did this, and everything's out of order.
Damn you, Angelo!
Spoilers!
Do you want to
do better at my bitch work?
The next thing was actually Attention, the Utility Man.
Okay, we'll do the topic.
Same could be said of all small Asian boys.
And you make them your slaves.
And you make them their slaves.
Neon put them in a closet and makes them his slaves. All right, so here's the topic. This is that Heroic Kraus made.
Yeah, basically the next thing I did, I went on to my Heroic Kraus alt because I realized that Utility Man didn't know that it was me, and then I pretended to be Heroic Kraus and like be upset that Utility Man was trying to ban me from the contest. And I think for this one, we're actually going to need somebody to do Zaya.
So Wix.
Maybe Wix. Can, yeah, okay. And I'll be Heroic Kraus. All right.
You didn't mean Alucard. Card.
I'm
in the conversation.
AKA Heroic Kraus. I have recently heard the news that you're trying to ban me from your all-star user contest and preventing me from being a one seed because you're afraid of how I would completely destroy your bracket. What the hell, man?
I like your alter ego. He's he's a lot different from Liesl. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'd sure like to know who lied to you about it. I did say I was discounting some of the votes. I did not say I was banning you. As far as you being a number one seed, though, that much I do agree with, and you shouldn't be one.
I guess no matter how many people demand to see Heroic Kraus as a one seed, the Utility Man refuses to give the people what they want. just because he is a hater and a beta and doesn't like me because he's jealous of my board success.
Like I told you, Soul, number one seeds are for people who can actually do something in a contest, like FF Dragon, winning one. You, sir, are no FF Dragon.
Gasp.
Your vote is not getting counted, by the way. Zia's either. Wigs.
I asked you for the topic. I don't know where I'm looking.
Oh, no.
Oh, let me link it right here for you. I just linked it to the Skype.
The same could be said of all links to Skype.
He steals War. Links.
I'm being Alucard here.
Slaves.
You're
Alucard. Links and makes them auto click.
I think you're Victor Belmont.
I'm Belmont, okay. Why? I mean, even if you think there was rallying or fan voting involved, which there clearly wasn't, why are you singling out Angelo and I? Are you racist or something?
Wow, man. This guy sounds like a total racist with absolutely no integrity. I'm almost glad he's trying to screw me over so that I won't do well in his all-star user contest.
I asked you two about it, and you treated me like I was stupid and lied to me about the entire thing. That is why none of your votes will be counted now or throughout the entire contest.
I just linked again, Wiggs.
How did I lie? I said it was a coincidence. Do you believe that's a lie?
That's not a very... Why did you say this?
Zia is eagle.
He's supposed to be the rational person of this conversation.
The same could be said
of all Wiggs impersonations.
You made him into a cartoon villain.
I'm going to tie the utility man to the railroad tracks.
Let me twirl my mustache.
All right. I do, yes. It isn't a mere coincidence that 8 of you voted for the same 16 in the same order, using the same numbering style. No one would be stupid enough to believe that. And the fact that you think I would is insulting.
They probably just saw a list with Heroic Kraus at the top and 15 other great users and copy-pasted it. After all, this is a list of 16 all-star users selected by Liesl. It was obviously made with great care, and only the finest users were selected to be on it.
But the other six people's votes apparently were coincidence.
So now, like, you're a stoner?
It changes every time.
I didn't say that. I said all 8 were in question. However, you two have been the only ones to treat me like I'm an idiot and lie to me about it so far. So Tom's upset. Kraus, on a side note, I hope if Umineko ever gets localized with voice acting, I hope Liesl's Kraus. Try out for that role, Liesl.
I will.
So now...
Park on the moon?
So now Endgamer's here.
You think I have motives?
Here's Endgamer to clear it all up. Tom and I are here to clear up this situation. Yes, it's coming right up. Tom and I are here to confirm that Heroic Kraus has been banned from the contest as a result of a bribe from me.
Zoinks!
With the best $35 I ever spent.
Hold on. Isaiah said something. Let me link it so Wiggs can read it.
I will give you $36 to let him back in.
Too bad our deal is sealed, and now we depart.
What?
And then Endgamer left the chat, and that was mystery solved. Aww. It was all Endgamer trying to keep Heroic Kraus out of the contest.
What a terrible user that Endgamer is. Okay.
There was actually the conversation where I where I invited Tom to the chat room, and I used a Heroic Kraus AIM account. And I know you said we didn't really have time to read that, but I think if anybody wants it, I could probably send it to them.
All right. Good stuff. All right, now let's move on to the news. The same could be said of all serious business podcasts. Okay. We're mostly going to keep it to this week's news, even though we've been here around for a couple months, just because. Keep it current.
Because we want the show to be under 2 hours.
Yes. Okay. All right, biggest news in the world. Ice Hawk is back. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Justin
God. Oh, it's an all-star user, Ice Hawk.
Oh, nominate him now.
What a convenient time to be returning.
Right before news of the year? No. Gosh.
The same could be said of all convenient times to return.
We'll see who
Ice
else
Hawk
showed
personally
up.
Messaged me, and I was supposed to keep this a secret, but he said he did not just come back because of user of the year.
That's a lie.
He just really came back.
Aww.
It was just a total coincidence.
Lisa's full of shit.
Loves us.
We're going to have to boot him. All right. Contest news. Shadow of the Colossus is on a rampage.
Rampage.
Just cleaned up on MGS4. Wait. Are there any reasons for this newfound popularity? Or is MGS, the series, just not what we thought it was?
I was thinking about this, and I have a theory why Shadow
I have
the
a theory.
All right. Every single person in the known universe knows who Ulti is, and they're anti-voting him.
I guess I'm just thinking that the MGS games aren't actually that strong.
People might be saying, hey, wait, this Metal Gear Solid game doesn't have any gameplay. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, two I can kind of see bombing because that one's kind of controversial.
Yeah, two is the black sheep, but...
But the thing MGS4 is like kind of a... It's PS3 exclusive. That still might mean something a little bit. I mean, just look at Uncharted 2.
So you think Metal Gear Solid 3 will beat it?
I think so. I do feel like, except for the first one, all MGSs kind of have their haters along with their, like... You know what I mean?
See, I would say Metal Gear 4 would be the strongest of the ones in this contest.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I mean, I guess you could say Shadow of the Colossus was a 2-seed for a reason, and it's showing it.
Yeah. In the past contests, in the 1-4 way it was in, it looked pretty weak. So, I mean, it was up against some decent competition, but still, it didn't look nearly this strong. Right. So, it's pretty surprising.
Yeah, that it is.
All right.
I mean, to get 70% on The Sims, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Maybe just more people have just happened to pick it up, as it's probably dirt cheap now, you know?
Wasn't there also, they released the HD remake, or they're doing it soon, of Shadow of the Colossus and Ico for PlayStation 3?
I don't think that's out yet, though.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I don't really keep up with video game news.
It's a shame. You only keep up on Umin Echo news, I assume.
Yeah.
Umin News Co.
All right, the tyranny is over. Luster no longer has the whole leaderboard to himself.
Excellent.
SB Allen has limited it, so it just all shows how many alts, along with one, like his name, and then all the alts.
Much more impressive.
So basically, Luster just put together all these alts with like the same fucking bracket, it seems. Weird, like 100+ brackets, it looks like he put together. All pretty much almost exactly identical brackets. Where does this rank on the Luster is Nuts meter, Ed?
Given other Luster... So, like, if this were anybody else, this would be a 10, but this is kind of, like, tame for Luster. I don't know. Like, I see him doing this. Like, this did not exceed my expectations for
the
Luster.
The thing is, even when he does, like, crazy board hunting shit, at least, like, the board hunting shit, you're going to different boards. Like, he's literally just clicking the same things over and over and over. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely above... I'd say, like, maybe a 7 or an 8. It's definitely above a 5.
Yeah, that's fair. Just because, like, on one hand, it serves... In terms of how time-consuming it is, it might not be up there with some things he's done. But it definitely, like, in terms of the boring factor, it's got to be boring as shit to do this.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know he doesn't listen to music while he's on the computer. Probably.
He's got to focus, man. He's got work to do.
I think to counteract this, what he's going to do next year, instead of he's going to make all 221 of them a different bracket, but similar, so that he can have...
No, I think he's going to put together every possible combination of brackets.
Yeah, right.
He will not lose. He will not be defeated.
No, I think what he's going to do is he's going to make them all the same, but use proxies for every single one of his accounts. So that way they can't all take up the same spot.
Yep. Go to his public library. Yeah. Switch.
Just like keep switching computers.
He'll have to like travel statewide to get enough computers. Really? Oh God, we're giving him ideas.
I'll see Lester.
Someone's gonna pass this idea on to him.
He lives in like the county next to me.
Basically, someone's gonna listen to this podcast, believe it or not, and they're gonna tell Lester this idea, and he's gonna give them a logical analysis of whether he could do this or not. That is my theory.
I'll do it.
Analysis, whatever.
I'm gonna be that guy.
You're gonna be that guy. Okay.
The same reason of all analysts.
Best fictional character, Ed's little baby, is finally over. Thank God.
Oh, wow, I'm so depressed. I have nothing to do now that it's over.
Life without the final,
that contest was my life.
The final was Calvin versus Hobbs, and Hobbs won. Was this a worthy finals and a worthy winner? Liesl.
The nameless soldier from Dragon Quest II and Kraus should have been in the finals.
Clearly. Kraus wasn't even in the contest.
Should have been in the finals.
Well, right in for Kraus.
Ed, how did you feel about the contest as a whole, and did you like the finals and the winner?
I thought it was a pretty fun contest. I feel like everybody seemed like they enjoyed it. I'm glad that I made the decision to allow rallying because it made it kind of unpredictable. And it was also kind of fun for me because I never won a contest where I allowed rallying, so it was like it was a nice break for me, I guess, to actually like, you know, not be uptight about the rules for once.
Head by the book.
Yeah.
He's like that naughty secretary in the pornos, but once you get him going, he's dirty.
The same could be said of all naughty secretaries.
I'm just gonna let him rally. Oh yeah. Is that how you feel? Is that
Jeez,
how you feel, Ed?
Alt stuff my contests. Oh.
So what did you think about the finals and what did you think about the winner?
I'm not thinking about this. Like, I think this was the final that most people wanted, and it was cool to
see.
Final.
It's a cool final.
Cool, but it's not the best. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it would have been cool if it were more diverse, but at the same time, like, it is cool because, you know, I grew up with Calvin and Hobbes, and it's like, it's cool to see them get all that recognition, and it's cool because people really wanted it. So in that regard, it was a good final.
Excellent. And in other news from a couple weeks ago, Rusty was Axe taking Sefgi, Relo, Albion, Mega, Tim Jam, and some other people. They all got warned or axed. But worst of all, Chester the puppy is gone.
No.
But it's okay. He's a dog now. Maybe Rusty needs to make Chester the dog. Be a great alt. But yeah, Rusty, he's back, isn't he? He's got all these people have found their alts, Albion included,
he's,
I believe.
He's like 4152 now or something. It's a series of numbers.
Oh, the 060001.
No, that's not him.
No, that's not. It's like written out. It's like this 4152. It's like that.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh.
But I don't know what the exact numbers are, but something like that.
It's all about the aim game.
Yeah. I think the best part about that was everyone was throwing a fit in the topic, and then that's the topic where Andy came in. And he started lecturing people about his love for Amanda Kimmel.
Oh, Andy.
How none of us knew.
That's our Andy.
From Rusty getting axed to Andy's love for Amanda Kimmel. I don't know. That was a leap.
All right. And in huge news, one of the biggest contests of the year, the Boardies. They're back tomorrow. Nominations will be up. And they'll be open till the end of the year. Exciting.
Tell me what that is.
Some boardies.
What's a boardie?
We'll be talking more about the boardies.
You're a
later,
boardie.
So you better believe it. All right. So that'll be up tomorrow, so look out for it. I'm excited. I'm so excited. All right. We're on to video games. The VGAs, the most full show of the year, as usual. They've come and gone. We have lots of new trailers, new reveals. Me and Wiggs have seen pretty much all the trailers. So, Wiggs, what would you say was the best trailer for the VGAs?
You know what I want to say, but I have to go. You know I want to say something else, but it's hard to not say Batman.
Yeah, I knew you'd want to see it. The Uncharted one was, like, the graphics are cool, but it wasn't that great of a trailer. It wasn't that exciting.
You didn't see enough gameplay in the Uncharted one is the problem. I mean, you saw a little bit at the very end. But,
yeah.
It was cool, but...
And you didn't see any gameplay, though, for, like, anything, because they were all fucking teaser trailers. E3 is definitely more exciting because you actually get to watch the games in action.
Yeah. Well, with Uncharted 3, I already saw, they already showed, like, the first 45 seconds of that teaser trailer elsewhere. Then it was just that, plus the gameplay clips at the end. Yep. But that was so cool.
The Batman one was definitely the coolest, though, I thought.
Yeah.
And what the most exciting reveal, can we agree that was the Elder Scrolls 5 reveal?
Yeah.
Pretty surprising. Ed loves it. Yeah. Ed was just looking at Neil Patrick Harris's ass.
I actually did like the Uncharted reveal because of what's her name?
Yeah.
The chick whose name I forget.
I Patrick Harris.
I don't know.
And what would you say was the worst trailer, Wiggs?
Portal 2. I mean, as much as I'm looking forward to the game, the trailer is pretty lame.
I didn't see that one, but
it was just like two of the nanobot things like being assembled and like them being kind of quirky. And that was it.
I mean, the Thor trailer looked awful, and I think that was one that had some actual gameplay and it just looked so generic and bad. And there's that insane trailer that didn't show anything. It was just like all
that one was good. I'm excited for that.
I bet you are, Lisa. Almost as excited as you are for the next part of Umineko.
I'm pretty excited for the next episode of the show, Land Gamer 64.
Yep. I look forward. I listen to all of them. I do.
Stand in line because there's a show tonight.
Like, whenever I talk to people in the chat, everyone's like anime chat and the Board 8 chat, everyone's like, oh, man, the show sucks. But I guess he has his little iTunes click.
And there's a light on.
All right, another edition of We Watch.
Yes, the best segment ever.
Our new favorite segment.
New favorite segment.
12/13 in America, we have Violin Paradise coming out, which I'm pretty pumped for.
Not bad.
12/15, we have Zooloretto.
What?
12/17, we have Family Quiz, also coming to Japan, Ed.
Oh. Family Quiz!
Ed Billis, what is Wig's favorite number?
Don't say 267.
25!
That is incorrect, sir! I go answer! What?
Oh. 12/20, we have Frobot coming out. Really pumped for that one. And 12/23 in Japan, we have Momuchan Diet Wii Figurobics by John Dayon.
Oh, no.
Momuchan Diet Wii Figurobics by John Dayon.
Bellis John Coon.
This is more racist of the tub right here.
So racist.
No integrity.
That just shows complete like not caring when you're like so racist. Still
so racist.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm holding out for Momuchan Diet Wii 2 Figurobics by Sean Dion.
Yes, I'm pumped. I hope it comes to America soon.
I know.
Oh, We Watch. Another great segment. Also, you know what else is great? My new topic series, Ice Hawk Plays Through Classic PC Games. Currently playing through Baldur's Gate, Fallout 1, and Shogo, and pretty soon we'll be playing through Grim Fandango, so look out for that. Search Hawk.
You survived Mist?
No, I fucking quit.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck yeah.
It's awful.
You'd say the game wouldn't be Mist.
I guess you could say the game doesn't make you very misty.
The same can be said of all Ed Bellis puns.
The gate.
All right. So as we said, the boardies are coming tomorrow. So we did a mid-year's boardie edition. And so here we're just going to talk about some of the best, a couple topics that people might have problems with and give some ideas. Best board project this year. Don't forget the boardies from last year. User of the Year was bigger than ever last year. Like, totals were through the roofs. Pretty exciting. Don't forget Serious Biz. May have been gone for a couple months, but it was there for you when you needed it. Wiggs was a big fan of Tranny's Best Matches.
Yep.
Ed was a big fan of Best Fictional Character.
So, as was I.
And how can we forget the Earth You Show?
Of course.
We can never forget
the Earth You Show. You mean the ERTYU Show.
Yes, that show.
Yes.
All right, best topic. Let's not forget the Lightning Strikes Girl topic. The Pizza Asks for Help with Facebook Girls topic. The Hottest Girl You Know featuring Coffee Ninja and Oldsies Girls. Wiggs's I Like My Girls Like I Like My Milk topic. Any other topics you guys can think of that were exceptional this year? No.
Attention, the Utility Man by Heroic Krause.
Yeah, there we go. Just read it. Yeah. So you can decide for yourself.
How about Ice Hawk and Ed? Heard
it here first.
Avatar The Last Airbender. That was a pretty good topic.
That was great. Now, put that in Best Board Project right there. All right. Best Alt this year. Let's not forget about Chester the Puppy. B8 is my blog. Second place gamer. We love when Endgamer sucks.
Life without BFC.
Life without BFC.
Heroic Krause. Karen O is my lover.
Karen O is my lover. Yukari Takeba Lo.
I don't know if that's an all.
Most epic fail this year. Let's not forget that time Palmer left the board.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which time?
Let's not forget that time Chris left the board.
Cool.
Let's not forget that some of Warning Crazy's girlfriend stories. let's not forget Coffee and Oltz's Hottest Chicks They Know. Oh, Palmer's fun entry. It's probably a shoe-in. Although, we have Stripey's death.
I don't think that happened last year. Like, at the end of the year.
No, because, you know what? It happened right before User of the Year, and User of the Year was late this year.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's how we measure our years. Did that happen before or after?
Oh, man.
Andy says no one knows what love is.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Let's not forget when Palmer left the board.
This is such a stacked category this year.
Oh, let's not forget also when TCA left the board. I forgot all about that.
Did he?
Remember? We did a whole show about it for 5 minutes. We talked about TCA's best moments.
Best moments of TCA.
The time you left the board. Ulti support of Super Smash Brothers Melee. That's pretty bad. It's been pretty annoying. All right, best fad this year, we have Alphas, Betas, Omegas.
I like that one.
We have the game invented by the show. Or not the show. Serious.
Uh-oh. Freudian slip.
That's the joke.
Got it from Endgamer.
Ice Hawk wants to fuck Endgamer.
Handies. That's so interesting. Anagram. Those are some good feds. Greatest moment of the year. The game is invented by Serious Business. Neon wins User of the Year. Steiner's marriage pick released.
Yes.
It's like the sex tape of Rusty survived death. And the time we discovered Chrono's name is Carl. That was a good moment.
That was a great moment. That was the fighting moment of the year for me.
Fantastic.
It was more than fantastic. More than fantastic. All right. One of our old favorite segments was... was one post winners. You ready for... Ed picked these out. I haven't even looked at them yet, so...
Oh, there's going to be surprises for
this
everyone.
This could be really bad. All right. Okay, I kind of like this one. This one's... Icon gets one. Like, for such a pretty big user, he gets one out, like, every week. Bacon. This one's for I Have Dead 7 topic.
This is back the winner.
Classics.
The Dodge Challenger commercial with Washington in a Challenger is the best ever. Seriously. Oh god, hurt you.
It's never a one plus one with
that. I think it's funnier. I laugh just see it. I don't even look at it. I just see which user it is and I just laugh. Expecting what's coming. Oh great, it's snowing outside. Snow, let it snow.
That's our tune.
Let's pick on retards, Ed. Way to go. Real classy. The same could be said of all retards.
What is our retard?
Miserable pile of retarded.
He takes retards and makes them his slaves.
I think we're just doing like the same three lines over and over.
Winners and losers, one of our first favorite segments.
The same can be said of all favorite segments.
The old favorite segment.
Winners. Oh, he's hard for coming back. Thank God.
Congrats, dude.
No problem, bro. Heroic Kraus for standing up to tyranny. I'm really proud of him. And our tyranny? New favorite user, Anagram. Just kidding. One thing I've noticed about Anagram is he like finds out what the hot topic is on the board, like that's in like topics, like people are arguing about in a topic, and then he'll make a separate topic for him. Like, what do you guys think about this? I've noticed that about him.
He's making a lot of topics about WikiLinks lately.
Yeah, because it's a hot topic, so he's like, oh, I'm going to capitalize on this, get my posts. All right, Axl Rose, 85.
Loser of the week.
Is a loser. I click port 8. I click port 8, and I see, rate this Harry Potter character. Like,
oh my times. God.
And Tom for being a bully. That fucker. You know he listens to this podcast too. He's not gonna be. I'm gonna get an IM this week, being like, I'm not pleased with you.
He shouldn't have tried to bully Heroic Kraus. I don't know why he did that.
I can't believe that. All right. Survey says this week is a total mind fuck. Survey says this week. The survey says this week is, will survey says be completed this week? Wrap your mind about that one, bitches.
I got dibs on zero.
So wait a minute. If you ask us, doesn't that mean that we say yes, and then doesn't that?
Could we set up all time paradoxes?
Jake, survey says it doesn't do it.
You steal the survey says and make it your slave.
Is that one of your Zaya voices?
I'm Zaya.
That's me.
That doesn't sound like Zaya to me.
Come on, Reed.
You're no Zaya, Wiggs.
It's like a Mexican golf.
This is more like that the voice.
Mobile child.
Edu-san.
My name is
I'm
Edu-san. Asian. Diet Wee.
Frobot.
Family quiz.
Family quiz.
We gotta wrap this shit up.
No, we don't.
It was a wonderful return. Thank you so much for your time, everyone. Liesl, thank you very much for your story.
Oh, no problem, dude.
Story time with Liesl. That has to be like a monthly segment.
I would gladly come on again. I have fun whenever I'm on here.
Nice more man. Fun than the show.
Not as much fun as the show, obviously, with any.
Oh, no, that's a bullshit. Ed Bellis, thank you for your blatant racism.
Hey, man. Anytime.
Jesus, man.
He turned the entire thing into Castlevania.
These ain't them niggers. These are Asians.
It's all right. It's not racist. We're completely classless.
Oh, God. Hey, Liesl. You gonna try out for that Kraus part?
I don't know. I think I could do it.
I think you could. It's just cheesy enough.
It's a good.
You know?
It's so cheesy, yeah.
Oh.
Ed Bellis is a racist.
Thank you for your Zaya impersonation.
No problem at all.
I don't know if Zay listens to the podcast, but I think he just got converted.
He does, yeah.
All you need to do, Kraus, is a good oh. It's like the other like, half, oh. Half his dialogue is that.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, and I'm Icehawk. We'll be back next week.
I'm still Icehawk.
I'm still Icehawk. Vote for me. Remember,
Yay.
The year's coming. Next week, we will start talking about our Game of the Year picks. We'll start talking about more boardies in depth picks. It'll be exciting. It'll be really exciting. Oh, I'm so excited. And maybe Survey Says will be completed, or maybe not. But you better base your guest off whether Survey Says will be completed or not, because that determines what the Survey Says is.
Yeah.
Got it? Yeah. All right.
What if Tom wins the Survey Says next?
Yeah. I hope he wins. I'm going to have to rig it. Anyway.
If I win, I'm going to pick him. Just
anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'm Icehawk telling you, fuck bitches, win boardies.
Put nuts in your mouth.
Put nuts in your mouth. Make fun of Asians. I'm out.